Fancy seeing you here. I'm your host, Allie Ray, a serial entrepreneur and mom who loves building brands and raising babies. This is a podcast about being on brand and in season in every facet of your life. Each week, we dive into topics around business and brand development while sprinkling some hard-earned life lessons in there too. So if you love a good brand and a good breakdown, buckle up and come along with me as I sort of seamlessly switch between major life roles in an attempt to fulfill all the life dreams of a type A Enneagram 3 millennial small business owner who wants to help other entrepreneurs and raise good humans. This is the Allie Ray Haney Show. Welcome to the first episode of season two of the Allie Ray Haney Show. I'm coming at you from a new state since we have moved to Virginia in between seasons, actually. I'm also going to keep it real with you guys. I am recording this podcast in the floor of our closet because we still haven't unpacked the clothes yet. So they're all kind of just laying around and create a nice sound dampener. So that's reality. Clearly, we are still settling in. We actually moved back to our hometown right outside of Charlottesville, Virginia, which is right in the middle of the state. It really is just like coming home. Both of our parents still live here. Caleb's parents live here and my parents live here. So we are surrounded by help with our kids. And it feels kind of like we're a little spoiled, actually. We have always done everything pretty much on our own, A, because we were military for the first portion of our marriage, and then we decided to move out to Kentucky. And aside from our amazing sitter, Laura, we, you know, didn't have any grandparents out there. So anyway, I'm not complaining. I'm very excited to be surrounded by helping hands. So anyway, we left off last season with an episode of how my plastic surgeon's office continued to be oversubscribed based off of the principles in Daniel Priestley's book. And just a little post-surgery update. I believe I am 8 weeks out as of today, and I'm healing well. I don't know how much you all know about tummy tucks, but it takes a minute to be able to stand up straight, and finally, I am happy to report that I am pretty much back to my normal posture. It still feels like I'm healing, though. My abdomen is still very tight from the muscle repair after the three babies, but overall, I cannot complain. I've had a pretty easy recovery and a lot of help now that we moved to Virginia in terms of the kids. So anyway, we are going to kick off this season by diving into another concept that Daniel Priestley explores in his book, Oversubscribed. And that principle is the 7-11-4 rule. This 7-11-4 rule, or this concept, dives into how to gain trust and credibility from a potential client. It also gave me a clear idea of why exactly we, as small business owners, often feel like content creators instead of business owners. The marketing landscape is just so different today than it was like even 10 years ago. Consumers have a shorter attention span, and there is a lot of skepticism because literally anyone can create an account on social media or online and say that they are an overnight expert in any given topic. So today, more than ever before, there's a lot that goes into getting a client to trust you. And as we'll discover today, someone will need to spend literal hours with you in order to build that trust. But that's the beauty of digital marketing, is that you can easily be with someone that you've never actually met. Now, please don't hear me wrong in that you should be like disingenuous or inauthentic in order to get someone to do business with you. You do need to know your stuff, and you do need to be positively remarkable, as Daniel Priestley says. The concept that we're diving into today, though, is only going to allow you to be trusted more quickly, because you can concentrate your efforts when setting up your brand ecosystem. Okay, so let's dive into what the actual 7-11-4 rule is, because that is the topic for today. These three numbers, 7, 11, and 4, represent different interactions with potential clients that all work to gain trust from them. First, consumers want to spend 7 hours with you. 7 hours, that's a long time, almost a full workday. Second, you have to have 11 touch points with said customer. That means you have to encounter them 11 separate times. And third, the 7 hours and the 11 touch points need to take place across 4 different locations. Let that all sink in for a second. 7 hours, 11 touch points, 4 locations. Initially, that all sounds kind of daunting. It's like, how in the world am I expected to stay with one potential customer who's not even guaranteed business that long in order to build trust? And I would have agreed with you at first, but the more I began to think about it, the more a strategy started to develop in my mind where we, as small business owners, and especially those solopreneurs out there doing it all themselves, could work smarter, not harder, to be able to achieve this 7-11-4 rule without being solely a content creator and getting back to running your business. But before we dive in, I'm going to take a second to shout out one of the main tools that saves me the most time in my business. I absolutely love systems in both my business and my personal life. Since the beginning of my business 6 years ago, I've been using this client relationship manager, or CRM for short, called 17 Hats. 17 Hats has been crucial for my business's organization because I can do everything in one place. That means all my proposals, contracts, invoices, and questionnaires are there. I can onboard a client without ever touching a button because my workflows are automated. I can schedule client calls and sessions through the online scheduler, and it even connects to my bank to import my transactions so that I can categorize my expenses and quickly run a P&L to see my numbers anytime I want. So if you're in the market for a CRM, check out 17 Hats. Go to www.allierayhaney.com/17hats for 50% off your first year. Again, that's allierayhaney.com/17hats. Okay, let's get to it. Your brand ecosystem, as it currently stands, will either support or not support this 7-11-4 structure. When I say brand ecosystem, I mean all of those client touch points where people can encounter your brand. Take a step back and look at your business as a whole, like from the bird's eye point of view. Whenever I think about this in my own business, it makes me think of that meme with the guy from like Horrible Bosses or Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I can't remember his name, but it's the one with the wall full of documents and the strings connecting everything, and he's like frantically making the connections. That is what your business ecosystem should look like. We always want there to be a next step for a potential client to take, and bonus points if that next step is an easy one to take. But this brand ecosystem doesn't happen by accident. All those connections are on purpose. You have to carefully set it up so that anywhere a potential client enters, they have a very clear path to take. If you're reading between the lines, I'm implying that your content always needs to be very bingeable or binge-worthy. There needs to be a bunch of easy yeses for the potential client to say because we want to retain them on one of our platforms for as long as possible. So, for example, if they first encounter you or your business on your Instagram profile, you want them to know that they can then listen to your podcast. Boom, the string is connected. If they enter through your podcast, you want to funnel them to a service offering or a lead magnet. Boom, string connected. If they enter through, say, your website, let's then funnel them to your contact page or to an email pop-up opt-in on your website. Always give them an easy way to binge what you have to offer, whether that's education, whether that's services, whether that's entertainment, whatever it is, you want it to be binge-worthy and keep them on your platforms for as long as possible. Another term for this is a call to action. All of those small little yeses throughout that interaction of giving you their email address or listening to a podcast episode, all of those small easy yeses are going to make it easier for them in the long run to say the big yes to the paid offer. Side note, this is why so many educators preach the power of email lists, because as a consumer, it's the most passive way to stay connected to a brand. It doesn't require the consumer to actively seek out a brand or business because they automatically are being popped into their email inbox without searching the name or being subjected to a social media algorithm. All right, now that we have the understanding of the brand ecosystem established, let's jump into some of the specifics about the 7-11-4 rule. Even though it's called the 7-11-4 rule, I'm going to start with the 4 first. This rule, as a reminder, states that a potential client has to encounter your brand in 4 different locations before trusting you with their money, before saying yes to a paid service, and even sometimes before saying yes to a free service with you. Let's think through where these 4 different locations could or should be. I'm going to list some locations where consumers could encounter your brand. Instagram, Facebook, podcast, book, TikTok, email list, website, in person at a craft show or market, blog, networking event, magazine, Pinterest, YouTube, third-party sites like Wedding Wire or The Knot, a brick-and-mortar store, or a referral from someone else. As I was reading that list, did any of those stand out as easy or fun for you? Any of those. Maybe it was mostly social media. Maybe it was more in-person events. Maybe you prefer those in-person networking events to spread the word about your business. Maybe you prefer to be alone in a closet recording for your podcast or YouTube. Maybe you love social media or video content. Everyone has preferences, but I encourage you to find locations that seem easy or enjoyable to you first before you branch out past those initial 4, because that's where you're going to be able to stay the most consistent, and we all know consistency is key. However, I do want you to also think about the 7 and 11 numbers when you're determining which 4 locations you're going to start with. The rule also states that you should have a minimum of 7 hours of content for a potential client to binge on. 7 hours. That's a lot of hours. Like I mentioned earlier, almost a full workday. So in-person networking events, for example, can't be binged at any one time as compared to a podcast or a blog. It's also more difficult to accrue those 11 touch points needed to establish trust with in-person events. Think of how much time it would take to see someone in person 11 times. This is where the power of digital marketing comes into play. It gives you the ability to be present even while you're working or sleeping or playing with your kids. This was a crucial part of my decision when I decided to start a podcast. Podcasts are easily bingeable. If you have 14 30-minute episodes, suddenly you have 7 hours of content that people can sit with and listen to without you even being there. A podcast also allows people to hear your voice, which humanizes you. In the digital age, that's what people want. They want to feel some sort of human connection. And finally, a podcast allows you to show your expertise in a long-form way that not many other platforms allow. Social media is largely a short form platform where there's a lot of pressure to quickly grab attention or have your efforts pretty much be for nothing. And that's not my strong suit. I would rather go deep with the detail of the content than have a ton of little snippets quickly delivered on social media. And ultimately, that's what led me to start this podcast. Additionally, I pair each episode of my podcast with a blog post that corresponds with the episode. This is how I accommodate both audio and visual learners, so either learning style can binge for 7 hours. It also increases my SEO, or search engine optimization. I can include keywords that my ideal client is searching for within my episodes, within my show notes, and the corresponding blog posts that live on my website. And SEO is an incredibly powerful tool. I'm not an expert on SEO, and maybe that's an episode for another day when I interview an SEO expert. We have chatted about choosing the 4 locations where your potential clients can find you and how to most easily create 7 hours of binge-worthy content. Now, let's focus on the 11 touch points. Initially, it seems overwhelming talking to a customer 11 times before being able to establish trust or sell a product or service. it kind of feels like me telling my kids 11 times to put the toys away at the end of the night. And sometimes you get the response you want and sometimes you don't. But the way that you set up your brand ecosystem, it can help potential clients achieve these 11 touch points on their own without you having a direct line of communication with them. And these touch points don't need to be overthought. The touch points can be in their email inbox. They can be through a podcast, through social media, YouTube, through your website that you already have created. I want to be clear that you're not physically sitting down to speak with each potential client 11 times. That would be physically impossible. So if the 7-11-4 rule is still sounding overwhelming to you, let me give you a, in quotation marks, starter pack strategy to achieve a brand ecosystem that establishes trust. And this could be used if you are either a new business owner or possibly an established but overwhelmed with marketing at the moment business owner. First, I would figure out which long form content type that you are most comfortable with. This is where we're going to most easily be able to achieve the 7 hours with potential customers. The top three that come to my mind are blogging, podcasting, and YouTubing. I'm not sure if YouTubing is a verb, to be determined. My personal opinion is that the long-form content strategy with the lowest barrier to entry is blogging. Anyone can sit down and type out a 400 to 700 word blog post on topics that interest their ideal client. And if you tell me you can't, please stop with the excuses. I'm going to give you a little tough love coming at you right now. I know you can do it. You have so many resources at your fingertips, including ChatGPT. So utilize that AI because that will give you a great starting place, not only to do research on your ideal client and their needs, but also brainstorming topics and developing outlines for those blog posts. Now, back to the starter pack strategy. Once I have my long form content sorted and I've chosen which platform I want to use, I would include a call to action at the bottom of each and every blog post, each and every podcast or YouTube episode. And that call to action is going to encourage them to either sign up for a newsletter or download a lead magnet. The lowest barrier to entry to this is to have them sign up for a newsletter, because then you wouldn't have to develop a lead magnet to grow your email list. If you're really confident with your content, you can say something along the lines of, if you found this blog post helpful, sign up for our email list so you never miss another blog post again. Email service providers are typically a paid software, so keep that in mind when beginning your email list. Personally, I use Flowdesk as my email service provider, and I'm going to take a quick break to tell you a bit more about this service. Don't know where to start with email marketing? Not tech savvy, but still want pretty emails for your subscribers? Then Flowdesk is your answer. One of my favorite parts about Flowdesk is that it's really beautiful for both the business owner and the client. The client sees well-designed, eye-catching emails that actually makes them look forward to you popping into their inbox. But also on the back end, it's really easy to create funnels and segment customers. This was what I was most intimidated about when first starting an email list, and Flowdesk took care of all of that. If you'd like 50% off your first year subscription to Flowdesk, simply go to allierayhaney.com/Flowdesk to sign up and get your email list started today. Now, you've added your second location, email, where they can interact with you and you will begin to accrue those 11 touch points. After that, I would then take advantage of social media because it is a free marketing strategy. Instagram is where I hang out the most, but I encourage you to meet your ideal client where they are online currently and make that social media your focus. If you choose to use Instagram, I do have a favorite setup for accounts, and it involves pinning content at the top of your profile that guides new users throughout the process of your brand. The first spot on your 9-spot grid belongs to a start here graphic where you can guide their experience. Maybe it's an introduction to your brand values or an introduction to your services. It could also be an introduction to you, the business owner. Whatever most accurately represents your brand garners that first spot on your feed with that start here graphic. The second pin post is where I would encourage you to introduce yourself to your audience if you haven't already done so. Make it a picture or a reel of you, your family, whatever most accurately represents the essence of you. Then introduce yourself in the caption. And when you write this caption, I want you to keep your ideal client in mind. Think of the parts of yourself that would appeal to your ideal client. And if you've already introduced yourself in that first post, then consider making this one a feature you've had on another platform. Maybe you were interviewed on another podcast or featured in another blog or magazine article. That would give them their fourth and final location to establish trust. Now, that last pin post could be an opt-in to your freebie or your lead magnet, allowing them to opt into your email list and thus giving them, again, a next step to take, an easy yes. You won't be able to link directly to the email opt-in in your caption, but you can tell them about the freebie in your caption and then leave a link in your bio to sign up. These three posts are now three additional touch points that help you get to your 11 total touch points. They also guide them through the experience you want them to have when they first encounter your brand and give them multiple options to say yes to the next step in interacting with your brand. If I were starting from scratch, that would be the beginning of my brand ecosystem to most efficiently achieve the 7-11-4 rule so that I could establish trust with potential clients. While there's nothing passive about being a business owner, there are systems and items that we can set up once and allow them to continue to do the work for us. This is my acknowledgement that the setup phase is incredibly tiring and challenging, but when done well, it can serve you for months or even years to come. All right. That's all I got for you all today. So signing off until next week, but until then, keep dreaming. Keep creating, and remember, your brand is your story. Let's tell it together. As my son would say, did it! You just completed another episode of the Ali Rae Haney Show. If you found this helpful, please rate, review, and subscribe to help others find this show and so you never miss an episode. Take a look at the show notes for all the resources mentioned in today's episode. Let's continue the conversation over in my private Facebook group, the Ali Rae Haney Show Insiders. See you next Wednesday, and as always, I'm here cheering you on as you build your dream brand and business.